I'm Tommy McNeely reporting. Somali police say that they have ended an Islamist militant siege of a hotel in the capital, with at least 23 people killed in a car bomb attack that left dozens more wounded. The Al-Shabaab militant group has claimed responsibility. There was a second bomb blast Saturday near the former parliament building. The extent of the damage from that explosion was not immediately clear. Catalonia's deposed President Carles Puigdemont has vowed to keep fighting for independence after the Spanish central government ordered him to accept his cabinet's dismissal. The Spanish region of Catalonia is now under the direct control of Madrid. Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy dissolved Catalonia's parliament just hours after the regional body voted in favor of independence from Spain.
No se trata de suspender el autogobierno.
It is not a question of suspending self-government or of intervening or cutting it. It is simply a matter of returning self-government to normality as soon as possible. Normality begins by recovering institutional legitimacy and by returning the voice to the Catalans.
Y por devolver la voz a los catalanes.
Rajoy also called for calm. A U.S. federal grand jury has approved the first charges in an investigation of Russian influence on last year's U.S. election. An investigation is looking into allegations that the Trump campaign may have colluded with Russia to win the election. They also are examining the possibility that Mr. Trump might have tried to interfere with the Russian investigation. The probe is also looking into possible financial ties between Russian businesses and members of the Trump campaign. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Iraqi Kurdish parliament is meeting this Sunday to redistribute powers